Practice Test 5. Listening, Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a chef talking about his career.
What does it take to be a head chef? Paul Heaton is here to tell us all about it.
Thanks. I didn't enjoy school that much, and I decided quite early on that I was going to leave as soon as I could, which was at 16. I tried a few other things, including the local supermarket, but nothing really interested me until I got a job as a kitchen assistant. I was a fresh-faced 17-year-old when I turned up at the Grand Hotel. It was hard, dirty work, and the pay wasn't great either. On the positive side, I was in a really busy kitchen where the top chefs were highly skilled, and during my breaks, I could watch and learn. I was fascinated by all the equipment and the unlikely stories of people injuring themselves with kitchen tools.
I imagine that kitchen assistants don't work from 9 to 5.
No. I had to get used to long hours and working late. They needed me when the kitchen got busy, around 12 o'clock, which doesn't sound bad, but I sometimes wouldn't finish until 2 o'clock the next morning. I'd spend most of the time cleaning the kitchen equipment or preparing food for the chefs to use. I must have washed and prepared literally millions of carrots and potatoes.
But those days are behind you now, aren't they?
Yes. These days, I'm a head chef, so I'm responsible for organising the kitchen. This includes preparing the menus, selecting and training staff, and keeping the kitchen in good working order. And I still love to cook, of course, but now I don't have to do it every day, but can choose to do it when I really want to.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of becoming a chef?
You have to be able to work in a team, whether you're cleaning the floor or grilling a steak. You must be prepared to deal with stressful situations, and you have to be able to think quickly. If the fish you wanted to use for your main dish doesn't arrive, you've got to invent something completely different. People sometimes think that preparing food in a first-class restaurant is a complicated and difficult thing to do. This is partly true. There's a lot to think about, and your work needs to be right every time. But the key to success is to buy the best and the freshest food available and keep things simple.